If you love beautiful houses, visit these NYC neighborhoods. I love looking at other people's houses. And if the success of HGTV means anything, I know that I'm not the only one with this voyeuristic pastime. So for the people who like to mentally fawn over the landscaping of someone's lawn or how their turrets match their shutters, this post is for you. The following neighborhoods are NYC's creme de la creme of places with pretty houses to ogle at. Note: while I love brownstones, townhouses, and row houses as much as the next New Yorker, I didn't include any brownstone neighborhoods on this list because personally, they don't provide as much architectural variety as I'd like to see when I go to ogle at houses. Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. Ditmas Park looks like someone planted a piece of the South in the middle of Flatbush. Nowhere else in NYC can you find such a large concentration of big, beautiful Victorian mansions. Nearly every house here has a spacious porch, gabled roof, and eye-catching colors. Yet no two houses look the same. Manhattan Beach, Brooklyn. This oceanfront neighborhood is home to dazzling McMansions. It makes sense that there is so much elegance here. Back in the 1800s, this was the site of beach resorts for the wealthy. If you're into yacht spotting as well as house gazing, cross over into Manhattan Beach via the Ocean Avenue pedestrian bridge. Prepare to rubberneck at the houses on your right and the boats on your left. Toad Hill, Staten Island. Toad Hill isn't an arbitrary name. The neighborhood is situated on the highest natural point in NYC. The view from the hill is incredible, but it's hard to focus on that when you're surrounded by gorgeous million-dollar homes. No one particular architectural style dominates Toad Hill, so each winding road comes with its own surprise. Speaking of winding roads, Toad Hill isn't the easiest NYC neighborhood to explore. There's no direct public transit line that runs through the area, so it may be best to view these houses via car. Fieldston, the Bronx. One of NYC's most influential neighborhoods is all the way in the far northern reaches of the Bronx. Expect to be wowed by Tudors and Colonial Reviver mansions that have been around since the 1920s. Don't expect to have the easiest time walking around, as sometimes the sidewalk disappears. Addisley Park, Queens. When you think of celebrity homes, the mansions of Manhattan Beach probably come to mind before the more modest houses of Addisley Park. But it's these more modest but charming homes that are the former residences of black superstars such as Ella Fitzgerald, Jackie Robinson, W.E.B. Du Bois, Joe Louis, and even Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. Initially intended to be an all-white upscale neighborhood, black celebrities started moving here in the 1930s, sparking white flight. Today, the neighborhood proudly remains a mostly black, affluent enclave. Forest Hills, Queens. No, you aren't dreaming. Forest Hills really is a storybook come to life. It's easy to lose your way as the roads of unique Tudor homes twist and turn, but the houses are so dreamy, you won't mind being lost. One last thing. Note that these are all residential neighborhoods that usually aren't frequented by tourists or explorers. Although you're not doing anything wrong by walking around the neighborhood, some residents might not appreciate you openly gazing at their homes. Remember to be respectful and you should be fine. Happy house gazing. If you like this article, sign up for my email list and follow me on social media to get even more NYC tips. Thanks for reading.